What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Divisional round. We'll get into the Dodgers, local angles, everything else. But we started going into the weekend talking about the legacy game, right? That was the biggest game on the board. Bills, Ravens, Allen, Jackson, MVP conversation. Who could get over the hump in the AFC? And yet, really, you watch the game and the result of the game, and if not for Mark Andrews, who couldn't catch a cold in the freezing snow yesterday, then maybe the Ravens would have a better chance to win that game. So the legacy game with Allen versus Jackson, was it really a legacy game, even with the result favoring Josh Allen and the Bills?
It was, but it's gonna be hijacked here. It's what bothers me about sports and the way I think a lot of people have gotten lazy. First of all, Mark Andrews hasn't fumbled since 2019. We all know he's a tremendous player who happened to have two really bad moments that nobody will forget about. So let's, you know, fast forward 10, 12, 15, 20 years down the road. We're talking about whether it's us or others, right? The Montanas, the Bradys, the other big names. Peyton did this. This guy didn't do that. Steve Young did this. Bradshaw did that. You know all the names, okay? And if Lamar Jackson doesn't get to the Super Bowl and eventually win one, this is one of the games that's going to be held against him. And it's so unfair. And I ask you, who was better, Josh Allen or Lamar?
Yeah, I think Lamar was better.
So do I.
But,
and I love Josh Allen.
But
love him.
Well, Josh Allen did not. I mean, yesterday, the fans were chanting MVP, MVP. He did nothing yesterday. He handled the ball off. Now, that's a credit to the Bills, who have become a better ground team. They run the football this year as opposed to last year with Diggs and wide open.
Yes.
Which is why you could see them having more success. But they really should have lost that game if not for the mistakes over and over again by Baltimore. Here's where I would push back a little bit. And I'm not disagreeing, because Mark Andrews, and you can say what you will about his career, he sucked yesterday. Like, sucked. That's inexcusable. It's inexcusable to fumble the football in a big spot the way that he did. He had a drop earlier on in the game, and then that drop is, you can't do it. If you're a great player, even a good player, you cannot cost your team like that. So he was god-awful. However, Lamar, it was the first game all year that he had multiple turnovers in.
Mm-hmm.
So again, trying to do too much. Was the interception a killer? No. The fumble was a killer. That changed the game. So, like, we could blame Andrews and say, well, he should have made the catch and give Lamar another chance. But Lamar also didn't play his best.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with that. Now, I guess that was an RPO where he fumbled it, so there was really nowhere to throw the ball. He talked about in the post-game press conference. And it's not just football, guys. And it's not just Lamar and Josh and all the other names that I gave you. Let me give you a more local example. This is a bigger issue, how we just forget stuff. And I don't know, it may be because we're now conditioned, move on to the next one. Maybe we consume, not we, but some of you consume games differently, where you half watch and half paid attention. But so many details get blurred. Garrett Cole.
Right.
Let's say that Garrett Cole never gets back to the World Series with the Yankees, which means he never wins a World Series with the Yankees. His career, and I understand this to an extent, but his career will be positioned as less than, say, CC Sabathia, who won a championship, obviously. Who do you think has been the better pitcher? I personally think it's Garrett Cole. Now, as you talk about Garrett Cole, no championships or no appearances back in the World Series, right? Well, what's going to happen over time, the details of that disgraceful circus where the Yankees booted the ball all over the place will be largely forgotten. And the burden of failure will be dumped solely at Garrett Cole's doorstep.
Judge.
Right. And that is unfair, and it's historically incorrect.
It is the way that we judge sports a lot of times incorrectly. You judge these athletes, you know, the same thing. So Josh Allen's not going to be built up because he was able to beat Lamar Jackson, but he did nothing in that game yesterday, which is why all we can do is react in real time and know what our eyes saw. So for somebody looking up the stats 20 years down the road and says, well, Lamar lost to Allen head-to-head. Yeah, well, I mean, I do think there are
things. Here's why.
Yeah, well, exactly.
XYZ.
But I also, even with that being the case, and they did not – Like, the Ravens beat themselves. The Bills didn't beat them. And McDermott's a fool, and I want to get into that a little bit later, too, for his decisions. He got bailed out. But Lamar, with all that being said, and blaming Andrews and the team overall, and yes, the landscape of how we view these athletes and judge these athletes should be changed. It shouldn't always be about, yeah, but does he have a Super Bowl ring?
Yeah.
A head coach, same thing, whatever. Yeah, but has he won a Super Bowl before? Like, that should not be the end all, because there are many variables that play in. With all that being said, I still don't think Lamar was at his best yesterday, which again continues the conversation that Lamar Jackson in the postseason. I mean, look, you didn't have a game of multiple turnovers until yesterday. There's something to that.
I got to tell you, I know it was fun as a kid. Like, today's the kids are off today for the holiday, obviously. But if today was not Martin Luther King Day, then everybody would be in school, right? And theoretically, but of course, with the snow, they would have off. And what would you be doing? You'd be playing in the street. You go to the park, you'd play football, you'd play very rough two-hand touch in the street because there's snow. And it's fun. It's fun to watch. It's fun to play in. But big games like this, do you love snow games? It's not like you can postpone the game. So there's nothing you could do. But we didn't get to see the best of Lamar. We didn't get to see the best of Josh Allen. And as football fans, we get cheated there because the field was a slippery mess, even though it wasn't as bad up in Buffalo as it was down here, downstate and in New Jersey. But I don't love this in big games.
Yeah, I don't think that had an impact on
what we saw
yesterday. Oh, absolutely.
Mark Andrews' foot slipped on that 2-point. 100%.
Was his hands broken?
No, I'm not making it. You got to catch the ball. I'm saying sound.
And by the way, BT, he dropped the ball early.
I know. He played awful.
Isaiah Likely was catching balls all over the place.
I know. But
was his ball less slippery than the ones Andrews?
No, but I'm just saying, like, think about this. The play at the pylon, the 2-point conversion, when you are, and again, you can catch that ball with your teeth if you're not wearing a helmet. Easy play. I'm not making an excuse. That was awful for a really good player. Not great, really good player. He messed up. He's going to have to live with it. And by the way, Lamar said the right thing. Andrew said the right thing. He didn't say anything. Harbaugh said the right thing. Thought the Ravens handled that well and picked up a really classy, good teammate the right way. But when he's going to catch that ball, this applies to baseball, catching a pass in basketball. If your foot slips, Your I know it's a little subtle thing. I know it seems like an excuse, but your line of sight is obviously impacted. And again, he's a pro tight end. You got to make that play, but his foot slipped a little bit. And it's not slipping if it's not snowy, which is what I'm saying.
It's also why I didn't like the play call, because as much as people could say, well, the play call was wide open, he had it, they should have made it. Yeah, but you're also now taking your chance by trusting somebody else other than a could-be or should-be MVP in Lamar Jackson. 2-point game, 2-point conversion, game on the line, season on the line.
Yep.
I want the ball in Lamar's hands and Lamar's hands only. I know it was an option if it was there, and if not, you could. I would rather just run with Lamar or even Henry. Have it be between him and Henry. You want an RPO, whatever it may be. But they put the trust in Andrews, who sucked yesterday. He dropped the ball earlier than that. He fumbled the football. So Harbaugh, yeah, big picture, Andrews is a good player, but you're putting the trust in him. I had an issue with that. I'm not blaming the weather for that. I think the Ravens were just sloppy yesterday. The Bills didn't need to do much. They almost, look, McDermott tried to give the game to the Ravens, even in the end there, and with the horrible decision that he made. Baltimore, to me, just wasn't good enough. And same thing with even Lamar Jackson. I just don't think he was good enough. Even the one fumble, one of the two turnovers, if they were corrected, maybe the Ravens do win that game. So I'm not saying that his legacy should definitively take a hit, because I know what you're saying.
Yep.
The result of the game shouldn't just be on Allen or Lamar Jackson, but I don't think Jackson was at his best again yesterday.
Well, it's funny because the play before the touchdown that put him within two, I mean, the degree of difficulty on that play and where he threw that ball was absolutely lights out all time. I mean, it really was amazing. So, I mean, this is the perils of a sport where one game decides it all. I mean, we were all on Aaron Judge, and rightfully so. Judge eventually has got to silence these demons here in the postseason. But it's not like Aaron Judge had one game against the Dodgers. He went 0-for-4 and whiffed twice and grounded into a double play. You know, he had a couple of games to get it going, a couple of series before that to get it going. For the most part, didn't outside of a few moments. So, you know, like the Birds and the Magics and the Jordans or the hockey goalies or the baseball players who were somewhere in the middle of the order, they get a longer leash to show that they really are great and commensurate with their regular season success and the accolades. Lamar Jackson is about to win his third MVP and he gets one game, and he's home, and he's better than Josh Allen. And it stinks, but it is what it is.
Yeah, and the thing that Josh Allen did better than him yesterday was just not make mistakes.
Yeah, I know.
Jackson was the more impactful player every time he had the ball, but he made more mistakes. And then Allen, you know, had a minimal, he ran the football okay and scored a couple of touchdowns running it, but he didn't light it up running the football as far as yardage goes and certainly didn't do anything through the air. No touchdowns, but no interceptions, no mistakes for the Bills as they advance. Let's get to the calls here. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Dan is in Edison. What's up, Dan?
Hey, listen, there's a game that I remember, early Super Bowl, Dallas-Pittsburgh. Jackie Smith.
Oh, hello, Dan, hold in. What does that have to do with yesterday's game?
Has to do with legacy.
All right, make your point, please. Go ahead.
My point is, up until then, Jackie Smith had a Hall of Fame career, just maybe a little bit. Anyway. He dropped the ball. What I remember about that Super Bowl is Dallas lost, and the ball was dropped by Jackie Smith.
Dan, can we talk?
I thought you wanted to talk about Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, we got to move on. I'm sorry. Danny. Joe was in the Bronx. Yeah.
Come on, Joe. Pick us up, buddy. Let's go, Joe. Fumble on the first play.
Hey.
Hey, Joe.
All right, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
So you were talking about players and how championships can define their legacy. BT, I mean, you're a Don Mattingly fan. He has similar numbers to Kirby Puckett.
Yep.
And Puckett's in the Hall of Fame, and Donnie isn't.
Yeah.
It's all about the championship.
Well, I mean, it shouldn't be. But I think that's really what we're saying here, Joe, and that's a good point of reference. You know, obviously the injury to Donnie, but I just think like, and you and I, we disagree on a lot of stuff. We agree on this. We've always fundamentally... Even when we weren't working together, we've carved out at least a little context here. Like, I just fundamentally have a really rough time, you know, so definitively lowering somebody in terms of, you know, the prowess of their overall career when the circumstances are out of their hands. Now, it is what it is. I mean, Other players, by the way, are beholden to the same criteria, and some of them get through it, and hence they're elevated. But I think the sports world, particularly football, particularly the quarterback spot, is littered with basically guys who get hosed because their teammates don't do their job.
Well, and especially those two guys yesterday going into that game, the main narrative was it was a legacy game for Allen and Lamar Jackson. One of them needs to get over the hump and beat Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, that's even going to be more the case now for Josh Allen. He's got to win that game. But between those two yesterday, there's been struggles in the postseason. Bills getting to an AFC championship game. Lamar Jackson struggles in the playoffs. While I agree with you that it shouldn't be the be-all, end-all, whoever wins or loses that game, especially when you see the game play out, it wasn't like Lamar Jackson played like Sam Darnold played the last couple of weeks of the season.
No.
But he still wasn't at his best. So even in real time, and then looking back eventually, I don't think Lamar was at his particular best yesterday. Josh Allen didn't have to be at his best because his team did not make mistakes. They hand the football off. They ran the football down the Ravens' throat the majority of the afternoon. So he had an advantage in that regard. But it wasn't like Allen was so great and Lamar was okay.
But think about the false elevation now for Josh Allen.
Because he won that game.
Because he won the game. That's exactly what we're saying.
Right.
Like, there's just an elevation, which I don't want to say he doesn't deserve because he's the quarterback. And I love Josh. And I love Lamar. Like, it's funny. Those two guys, they are easy to root for.
Yeah.
And they're both very different skill set, but they're both winners. Like, they're both leaders. They're both incredible. Like, they're just awesome. Those guys are incredible.
Yeah, and the way the game played out was weird, but it's still, Ravens shouldn't even had a chance, been in that spot to have to go for two to tie that game. So when you put yourself in that position, hey, a mistake could happen like that drop, and it is not fair to define Jackson on that one particular play. However, overall in the game yesterday, he could have been a little bit better. Justin is in Dobbs Ferry. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just thinking about that whole situation. Like, every team in Kansas City has these two-point plays ready to go. It's like they use that same play three times in a row. They showed it, like, on Barstool or another thing. Like, they used that same play at Baltimore, and it came up zero every time. It's like, come up with something big. I mean,
well, the thing is, they did have it open, which is hard to criticize it. I just would not, and I said this in real time as somebody who was rooting for the Ravens, I want Lamar to handle this. Not throw the football and put it in the hands of Mark Andrews, the bad hands of Mark Andrews.
Well, he did the same thing back in, they showed back in, against Pittsburgh in 21. The Mark Andrews was for a 2-point conversion against Pittsburgh, and that happened. And it happened again, like the same year with when they were going against another team. But it's just like, come up with a play, but make the
One second, but you keep saying come up with a play. They did. I think that needs to be reasserted. I don't know if you're a big baseball fan. Thanks for the call. Sal, I'm going to throw this at you. Let's say October, Mendoza goes to a somewhat questionable, easy to debate, second guess move to the bullpen. I don't mean Diaz.
Whatever.
A guy that, yeah, maybe not fully sure of, right? He comes in, it's a matchup that you don't know if it's really favorable, whatever, and he induces whomever to hit a three hop or two, whomever. And it's a routine play that these guys made when they were 12 years old, but a guy boots it. Doesn't hit a rock, there's no wind, just boots it, like, you know, Judge with a pop up in center. Are you crushing Mendoza? No, he made the right decision because the guy that he brought in did his job. It's the other guy who didn't do his job. So you keep saying come up with a new 2-point conversion. The play was there. They did their job as a coaching staff.
Now, I did not see that they used this exact play multiple times
before
and it didn't work. Now, if that's the case, you would think, well, we didn't have it work these first couple of times. Maybe try something new. I'm just saying from the perspective, I think it's the way I look at it would be twofold. Number one, they had a play that would have worked if all the participants did their job.
Yes.
Andrews did not do his job, therefore the play didn't work. However, I would have tried to minimize the amount of people I needed to succeed in said play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting the damn ball in Lamar Jackson's hands and figuring out a way to get him to the edge, whatever it may be, RPO. My two best players on offense are Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. And that is what I want to emphasize in that spot. Whether the defense knows it or not,
yeah.
I want Lamar doing whatever he can to get the 2 yards to get himself into the end zone.
It's tough to push back on that, and I don't really truly disagree. The only thing that I would say, just for a different thought here, is that you know the Bills are thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
So as they're stacking things up to sell out against Derrick, to sell out against Lamar, guess who slips open to the pylon? That's Mark Andrews, who didn't do his job.
David is in Secaucus. What's up, David?
Hey, Dave.
Hi. How about the Ravens coach going for 2 points with a minute and 37 left in the third quarter?
Yeah.
Now you kick the extra point there, and then this last minute doesn't have to be a 2-pointer. It'd be a kick to tie it.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. Well, we heard the morning show talking about that. Yeah. Thank you for the call. Yeah, I mean, going for two when you don't have to necessarily. Look, with the Ravens, you would think going for two shouldn't be as much of a challenge or a risk as far as other teams because they have Lamar Jackson. I didn't have a huge problem with it in real time. In theory, I'm always a don't go for two until you have to.
Otherwise, you're playing catch up for an hour unnecessarily if you don't get it.
Okay, and then let's just say that they didn't go for two then, and then at the final touchdown of the game, Tucker misses the extra point.
Yeah, the probability is much more favorable.
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
the odds would say that the 2-point conversion is infinitely tougher to get than Tucker hitting an extra point.
I mean, guys miss extra points all the time
I understand, but I'm saying compared to the alternative, it's not even close.
I'm just saying that nothing is guaranteed. So you could play it out in your mind if you want, and then what? The game still would have been tied anyway. So, yeah, chasing points is never a good idea. What if the game played out differently and then Baltimore had a chance to kick a field goal to tie it? Like, when you are chasing points that early, it doesn't make sense because there's a lot of game to play.
Mm.
So, in other words, you're down 4 or whatever it was, to get the math to be within a field goal,
sure.
They're down 5, I guess. You want to get the 2-point conversion to get yourselves within a field goal, not accounting for the other team eventually scoring some points, which is why I wouldn't do it. I just don't think that to me was the biggest issue. The bigger issue is not converting on the fourth down play or the turnovers that they had throughout the course of the game.
Let's take 22 degrees, no wind, no precipitation, same stadium, same teams. They play 10 times. Think the Bills win more?
No, I think the Ravens.
That's what's tricky about this.
Don't you?
I picked the Bills to win yesterday, right, but I think the more they play in terms of volume, I'd probably go with the Ravens.
Yeah.
They're just bigger, and they talked about that old broadcast. That's why they needed to shove the ball down the Bills' throat more, and they didn't.
The Ravens had all the turnovers, all the mistakes, all the drops, and they still should have tied the game at the very end there. So Buffalo was 4, and Buffalo, and we'll get to the McDermott decision, which I just don't understand at all when we come back, but Buffalo, and they're still making dumb decisions. They got away with one yesterday. Hey, Bills are moving on, Ravens are not. And it is going to be an impact on the legacy of both the quarterbacks, right or wrong. Favor of Allen, obviously a negative with Lamar. More of your calls when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT and Sal on. And by the way, BT, you mentioned it before. I don't think it should go overlooked. Everybody's talking about how classy and how great a guy he is, and he shouldn't be defined by this one horrible game. How come he didn't address the media afterwards?
You got to stand by your locker. You got to take the tough questions. It is absolute. I mean, we can't relate to it, but we can allow our minds to go there, and it's got to be the worst possible spot imaginable. But you got to do it. You have to do it. It's part of your job.
You were horrible in the game. You were the biggest reason why your team lost the fumble and then that drop. You got to face the music.
I agree.
Like, just especially if you're the great guy and legend that everybody keeps saying that he is, and stand up and face the music.
Yeah.
We've seen far better have big problems, and they stand up and face the music in this town, wherever it may be.
Yeah.
What, Mark Andrews too sad to talk to the media? Hey, suck it up. You were god-awful. Go out there and address the media. All right, we'll get back to the calls here in just a second. 888-808-1019. Now, I know we disagree on this. We were talking about it a little bit during the break.
Well,
I had a major issue with Sean McDermott. Now, I'm coming from a Ravens better and Ravens picker standpoint. I am rooting for the Ravens. And the way that I always judge these decisions are, if I feel more comfortable with the team, in this particular case, Buffalo, settling for the kick versus do I want them to go for it because I think it enhances my odds.
Okay.
I wanted McDermott and the Bills to kick the field goal and give me a chance to get the Ravens into the end zone. And I was shocked that at third and goal from the two, they didn't just run it up the gut twice, sneak it up the gut twice with Allen. They didn't. They do a shotgun run, don't get it.
Yep.
Then they settle for the field goal and play scared, and it could have worked out horribly for them. You didn't have an issue with that?
I didn't, because not just because it worked out and they won the game. Now, I had to just take you, they did a lot right. So after the fumble, what did they get? Their own 46. There's 8:41 to go in the game, first and 10, and I thought they ran some good plays. They kept the clock moving down. They kicked the field goal with 3:29 to go. The biggest play. See, I would much more freely criticize the dopey decision to put a guy who's 6'5", 240, further away from the line of scrimmage, hence further away from the destination, which is the end zone. I don't know why you put Josh Allen shotgun there. So the decision to kick the field goal, I guess, as a singular entity, is hard for me to attack, because it's what preceded that really messed everything up. Once the dopey shotgun occurred, then I thought they almost had to go for the field goal. So that's why I say I was okay with the field goal, literally. However, if I'm the OC, if I'm running the show, I promise he's not in shotgun, and I'm getting at least a yard, and then on the first play on third down, and just run right till I might even score, but I'm definitely not going backwards or getting neutralized, and then I'm going to go for it again on fourth down for the one.
So we agree that McDermott screwed it up either way.
Yes, because but not the finality of
right.
the decision.
I still would not have kicked the field goal just because it felt like Buffalo couldn't be stopped. They couldn't get stopped, whether you handed the ball off to Cook or Allen. Like, they couldn't. I was begging for somebody to stop them. You couldn't do it. And then they were like, yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to settle for the field goal and have them have to go. Now, it worked out. They did go the length of the field, scored the touchdown, and didn't get the two-point conversion, obviously. But I still think it was the wrong decision. Romo did talk about what you're saying on the game, saying third and goal from the two. Couple of tush pushes here,
yes.
And away we go with Allen. Like,
there's three teams who do it in the NFL. They're one of them, pretty much.
Yeah,
the Eagles, Philly.
You got Josh Allen. What's the holdup?
I mean,
here?
By the Eagles, Bills. I don't know. I don't know. And I wonder, like, you know, Peyton Manning never had that kind of physical prowess, so Peyton's not running that play. Same with Tom Brady. But I wonder, maybe if Josh's stature, because it's still developing, was a little bit more heightened. And maybe his personality was a little different. Does he push back on that play call? Like, if I'm Josh Allen and I'm 6'5", 240, and I see the play come in and I'm 2.5-3 yards behind my center, I'm saying, whoa, what are we doing?
Maybe he was more comfortable with it. I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah. I'm just thinking about it. Now, the other thing, too, and it worked out, but now I'm a big odds guy when it comes to this. So when you calculate the odds, I am a big believer in having, like, when multiple things have to occur for me to lose, I generally gravitate to that. Meaning, if I go for the touchdown and I get stopped, now the Ravens just have to score one. They score one touchdown, it's over.
Right, but from the two.
I know, I got you.
Whatever.
Understood. That's why I challenged the play call big time. But if I go for the field goal now, not only do they have to drive and score a touchdown, they need a second thing to happen, which is to convert the 2-point. Now, they should have, because they had the right play and he dropped the ball. But It's probably more. It's definitely more complicated than we're making it.
Sure.
That is a tough decision.
It's fun to discuss, but because it is a tough decision.
Yeah.
But for me, also factoring in what was taking place right in front of us, the Bills were not being stopped on the ground by the Ravens. They just couldn't stop them. So, and now, look, the opposite of that would have been like, yeah, well, we don't want to take our chances with, you know, where touchdown beats us with Lamar being the way that he is.
Yep.
But I'm also factoring, yeah, you're going to have to do that from inside your own five or whatever it may be. That's why I'm telling you, from a Ravens standpoint, I wanted them to kick the field goal. I felt like that gave me, as a Ravens fan in this particular case, to have the best chance to come back and tie the game, which they almost did.
I got a text chain with a lot of my buddies, and to a man, they're all saying there's no way in hell Lamar's not going down getting 8 points. And he basically did.
Right. So now the counter to that would have been, okay, let's say they went for it, didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's from the two, Lamar probably still would have gotten down the field anyway.
He's just got to go 98 yards at that point,
though. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Maurice is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Maurice?
Hey, how we doing?
Good. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good.
You want to talk about sports?
Sure. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I'm calling today. I think the media is unfair towards Lamar.
Okay. In what way?
I know he had the two turnovers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Andrews could have made up for all of that with the last play of the game.
True. Or it wouldn't have been in that spot. And I love Lamar, but you got to react to what happened. If he doesn't throw one to the wrong team and put one on the turf.
I know what you're saying. But I think the pick's a bit overrated because they didn't score. The Bills didn't score off that drive.
I'm with you on the pick. The pick happens, whatever. Okay, what about the fumble? That was a killer.
No, the fumble is different, right? He should have just took the sack. He should have just went down. It's like it was a bad snap, but you just got to go down in that situation.
So, right. So then why are you then defending him? Like, we're not saying, both of us, by the way, BT and I are also saying that his legacy should not be defined off of that particular game with the Andrews drop or whatever it may be. And actually, it's not just about Lamar. It's in general, the overrating or overvaluing we do based off of team results when it goes to the individual player. However, Lamar has not been the same in the postseason. And again, yesterday he had two turnovers in a game for the first time all year.
I understand what you're saying, but I think we're seeing growth. Like last year, for example, against the Chiefs, he's been running the ball effectively all year. And then in the playoffs, they're down 10, and he starts throwing pocket passing. He's not that. The dual threats would make him so good. But this year, he completely turned that around in that second half. He outplayed Josh Allen by so much. I think he's the MVP this year as well.
Yeah.
He's going to win. He's going to win his third. He's phenomenal. I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't respect or really love watching Lamar Jackson play.
You don't think we get a co-MVP?
No, I don't myself, no.
Yeah, I mean, Allen was great too. It's not to minimize Allen. I've said this before, BT. Like, I look at Lamar Jackson, and I know it's apples to oranges, but I think he is the Shohei Ohtani of football.
Okay.
And like, I guess technically you would say, well, he doesn't play defense. But he is, and that's why I said he's the best football player I've ever seen. The most important position in football is the quarterback position. Lamar has now taken his game to where he can throw it on par with the top quarterbacks in the league. Is he the best throwing the football? No, but he's the best I've ever seen at running the football. He's the best athlete that I've ever seen to play the most important position.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he's throwing it, to the caller's point, I do think he's gotten significantly better.
He's always had a good arm. And he ran a pro offense at Louisville.
Right.
I think we were still at a point. I think that was Petrino. I think we were at a point, unfortunately, for Lamar. And I think we were at the end of it, but there was still a little reluctance, like, all right, can he, you know, is he really going to come in here and do this in the NFL? Or is this just a Saturday thing? And by the way, when you look at, like, the pure throwing motion, it's like more of a flick, right? Rather than that prototypical elongated, you know, big, strong, sturdy pocket, let it rip like Josh, like Mahomes, like Herbert, like Joe Burrow. It's more of a little sidearm, and it's a dart. I mean, he absolutely, I love to know his velo. I'm going to look it up. I'm curious. He just zips it, but it doesn't look the same as some of the other guys, and I think that fools some people who don't really know football the way they think they do. He's unstoppable, Lamar Jackson. He's incredible.
I do think, though, he's much more comfortable now in the pocket or sitting back, being more patient, waiting for something to develop downfield, while also saying, at any moment, I could decide to take this thing upfield and nobody's going to touch me. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like he's evolved to a almost a perfect spot right now.
I would agree with that.
And the one knock yesterday to me on him would be the fumble. He's trying to do too much, and that's what makes him great.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to do too much, doesn't want to go down, holds the ball in a bad spot, loses the football, and that's it. The interception is going to happen. Quarterback's going to make mistakes.
Sure.
But that was one to me, that fumble, on top of Andrew's fumble and Andrew's drop. You can't overcome those things against a good team like the Bills on the road in the playoff game.
You know what I was thinking? And I mean, I haven't seen anything remotely like this for either team, so it's just really a pipe dream until it ever happens, you know, if it does. Could you imagine having Lamar Jackson as your quarterback every Sunday?
No.
Sitting down and watching this guy slice people up?
It's something.
And he's yours?
You know that I had my friends over this weekend. We're watching the game, and they're both Jets fans. It's something that we all were thinking the same thing. Like, you watch Jaden Daniels, you watch Lamar, Josh Allen, obviously Mahomes, but you're thinking, my God, look what we would do to have one of these guys in this town between the two teams, and we can't find anything close with both teams to any of these top exciting quarterbacks.
It's magical. I mean, it really is. And, you know, in 10 years, I don't know if there's going to be another Lamar. He might be that freakish and that. I mean, there's always another one, just like after Jack Nicklaus, there was Tiger. Yeah. But it might not be for 20, 30 years. Lamar's that physically gifted and good at the position. But more and more and more, you're going to see guys like that, more than guys who can't move. It's changed. It's done.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. We'll continue talking about Division Round weekend. Also get some local ties as well, whether it's the quarterback situation with the Giants, the impact on the Jets' head coaching search. So a lot to get to. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT and Sal back on the Fan. The road to New Orleans on the Fan is sponsored by Bet365. And you mentioned this a little bit earlier, BT. The road to New Orleans involves some snow games here. I personally loved watching these games. I don't think that it made the play. Like, each team has to play in the conditions. It makes it more fun for me, maybe a little more challenging for me. But you saw the Eagles yesterday and the Rams deal with it. I thought the Rams handled themselves well in the conditions, considering they're a warm weather team coming from Los Angeles, of course. And then you saw it again with the two Northeast teams, with Buffalo and Baltimore. I like the impact that the snow had on the games.
I like the way it looks. I don't like the impact. There's just too many quirky occurrences. The Andrew two-point drop, obviously. You know, Lamar, the first fumble. I don't think that happens in that weather. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. I admit I'm going to simplify it here. I'm going to take it in a direction that's probably a bit of a stretch just to prove a point understood. But, you know, I wouldn't want to see Magic and Bird playing on a wet court. I really wouldn't.
Right.
I wouldn't want to see Nolan Ryan throwing a wet baseball.
Yeah, I know, but it is different. Football's a game that's played in the elements.
I get it. I get it.
And it's also for both sides, too.
So. Would you want it for your team?
I mean,
the zone applies to say, or is it just watching football? Because I can kind of co-sign that more than I can co-sign, you know, the Jets in the division around or the Giants that it's, you know, it's 7 inches of snow. I wouldn't want to see that for either team.
I'd rather watch that and have the teams deal with that. I don't like the wind. Like, the wind to me would be way, way more impactful.
I probably agree with that. Like, the wind is the worst.
You basically take the entire kicking game out and then the limitations.
And the passing game. Exactly.
The limitations with the passing game. So that I wouldn't like. Also, I much more prefer what we had yesterday than have every game being played in the dome on the carpet.
Like, yeah.
And that's coming from somebody who grew up rooting for a dome team. I hate dome teams. I think they're soft. So I wouldn't necessarily root for snow or snowstorms. I don't think that was the case yesterday.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, there was some snow there a little bit. The balls were maybe a little bit slick. But, hey, Lamar was making some great throws. They were still able to run the football.
What about that throw Stafford had, just jumping to that game, that last play, last pass that sailed out of bounds by 7 yards?
Yeah, but still, he hit.
Is that going to happen? I know.
For a big one down the sideline.
But, like, I mean, you could take the worst quarterback in the NFL. He's not throwing it out of bounds on a little route like that. It sailed out of bounds by 7 yards.
Some truth to what you're saying. I get it. But, I mean, so then what's the alternative?
There is none.
Games got to be played
perfect. No, just an observation.
Yeah, and I didn't feel like in yesterday's games, it tilted the field at all. I didn't feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel like Buffalo deserved to win because Baltimore beat themselves making mistakes. And I don't think it was just because of the slick ball. I mean, I think Andrew stunk. Plenty of guys were put some gloves on, do what you got to do. Anyway, have the gloves on, drop it in, take the gloves off. Figure out a way to hold on to the ball, catch it, and hold on to it. Other guys were able to do it. Jackson threw some nice football. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that it tilted the field.
Did you see the Ravens tweet?
No.
Yesterday before the game?
Oh, yeah, about
snow doesn't affect Mark Andrews. And literally, that's what it said.
Yeah.
Take it down, guys.
I mean, that's... Wow. I was so mad at Andrews. And not just because I bet the Ravens or picked the Ravens. It was because I felt we were robbed of what could have been incredible drama. We already had it.
Yep.
Season on the line, two-point conversion, these two teams going at it for the right to go to the championship game and face Patrick Mahomes. And it should have ended in a two-point conversion, which would have gotten us the drama of Josh Allen and the Bills having the ball back, potential overtime. Like, I really wanted to see that, and I can't stand mistakes. One thing, if the play doesn't work, you get stuffed, you know, whatever. A guy makes a great play, deflects it. He should have had it. Should have had the 2 points. The knucklehead dropped it.
Here's a very unpopular opinion I would think, and I couldn't imagine saying this a couple of years ago. I don't love watching Mahomes the way I used to. I think I'm watching the Chiefs, and it's been like this all year. It's not like I'm just reacting to one game. Like, it feels like it's work. Like, they don't score, and I don't need 40 points, and I don't need 45 touchdowns a year. I like to see an element of defense, and I like grinding out a little bit here. But, you know, if you said to me, would I rather watch Lamar Josh Allen or Lamar Mahomes or Allen Mahomes, I'll take the former.
I would take Lamar first. Jaden Daniels got to be up there now, too, if you're just talking about which quarterbacks you prefer to watch. The one thing, and I know everybody's been piling on, so why not us pile on, too? And I love Patrick Mahomes. I loved his father with the Mets. He was one of my favorite pitchers back in 2000. So I always favored Mahomes. And it's not the winning that's bothering me. It is, and Al talked about this on the morning show. They alluded to it. Like, Mahomes is a flopper. He has turned into a guy that knows how to manipulate the refs and get the call. Now, it's smart, but nobody does it better than him, and he gets away with it because he's Patrick Mahomes. But I don't like watching that element of the game where he's running the football as a running quarterback and then wants to be treated as if he's a pocket passer when guys are trying to tackle him so they don't allow him to blow past him for 15 yards. He dances down the sideline well.
He does.
And he'll toe that line perfectly until he gets a late hit call against him.
Yep.
That I don't like watching about Mahomes.
Well, if he's ours, we love him. If he's not, it bothers you.
Yeah, especially when they have the success that they do. Although this weekend, I have no idea who I'm rooting for yet or picking in that game. The Road to New Orleans on the Fan, sponsored by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Mike is in Massapequa. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
Well, I got 3 points. I hope that you would let all three of them in. I believe that in that game, this is my personal opinion, is that when Derrick Henry has 20 yards in the first half and you get away from your game plan of running the ball down their throat, I believe the Bills' game plan was to have stop Henry and let's try and make Lamar throw the ball. Now, in addition to that, you had 3 turnovers in the game, which gives the other team 3 more possessions of the ball, right? And I totally disagree with you on not kicking the extra point. It's not like there's 6 minutes left in the game. You know, you have 15 minutes left in the game to be down a point, which puts yourself in a position, it's like you're saying to yourself, nobody's going to score in the fourth quarter.
Right.
You know there's going to be more scoring in the fourth quarter, and now you're putting yourself in a position that your defense, if they give up a touchdown, you're down 8 instead of being down 7.
We don't disagree. I just don't think that was the biggest issue in the game. I don't disagree with that,
though. I think the biggest issue in the game was the game plan by Buffalo saying, hey, if we come out in the first quarter and we stop Derrick Henry and we make it look like we're putting 7 or 8 in the box and we're going to stop Henry and we're going to stop Lamar, you know, if we accomplish that, now he's going to start to throw the ball. You can clearly see in the second half that they weren't going to be able to stop Derrick Henry.
So yeah, that's when he got loose. Yeah, he had a 12-yard run.
I think Harbaugh hit the panic button saying, hey, they're stopping the run, right? We got to change our game plan.
No, I think your first point was the better one, Mike, and thank you for the call. The 3 turnovers, that's what did them in. It wasn't like the Ravens were getting stopped. I mean, Buffalo did an okay job early on against Henry. You could only slow them down. You still did have 84 yards on the day, and he was just about to get going in that second half or whatever in the fourth quarter. But I don't think it was getting away from running the football. I think it was the turnovers that hurt the ability to have more possessions and more plays to feed Derrick Henry more.
Are we going to start having the conversation about John Harbaugh being a little overrated, or are we just going to ignore this here?
Yeah.
You've been gifted one of the most electric, transcendent, talented quarterback ever. And Yeah, it's one and done. You know, usually it's too many one and dones.
Yeah, but see, that's where I would disagree with you. With Harbaugh, I mean, we know he already won a Super Bowl. He did it with a different quarterback. He had the foresight to draft Lamar Jackson. They have developed Lamar
did
Jackson.
Did he or did Ozzie take him? Well, I'm not saying it wasn't a collaboration. That was a gift from Ozzie Newsome, one of the best executives of all time.
I'm assuming both, but also Harbaugh has developed Lamar Jackson into an even better quarterback. They continue to turn the roster over and have success. I mean, I don't look at the Ravens, and it's not just one and done, obviously, pummeling the Steelers a week ago. And you want to say falling short of the championship game again, falling short of expectations. Yeah, I would take Harbaugh. I mean, that plays the exact opposite of what you were saying then earlier, though, about Lamar Jackson's legacy shouldn't be on the line. Well, to me, what? Just because Harbaugh lost the playoff game on the road.
No, Sal. I'm happy you say it that way. Right. I'm not just... If his track record was different and yesterday occurred, I don't even think I say that.
Right.
It's much broader than that. I mean, you go back to the year that Harbaugh won the championship, obviously 2012, and then next year they don't make the playoffs. Okay, that happens, whatever. And then the next year they win one, they lose one. Then they have three straight years. And remember, he almost wasn't brought back. 2015, 2016, 2017, they did not make the playoffs. And then 2018, 2019 made the playoffs one and done both years. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, this is one, two, three. This is now four straight years of not getting to the conference championship when they've had a pretty good record and a chance to do it.
Yeah, if his tight end makes the catch,
that's why it's a very interesting conversation. Yeah. And if John Harbaugh wound up at One Jets Drive or Quest Diagnostic Center to coach the Jets or the Giants tomorrow, we're all thrilled. I mean, he's really good. I guess I'm splitting hairs. I don't think he's great. I think he's good. That's all I'm saying.
Somebody who might end up at One Jets Drive. We'll get to that when we come back and continue the football talk from yesterday. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the